Today's Daf Maseches Yom Adav Chaf. The new Mishnah in Amud Aleph teaches that the daily avoda, the daily service called the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is where the Kohanim would remove the ashes from the Mizbech, the leftovers from the burning of the Korbanos from the day before. And this procedure was generally happened right at the crack of the morning, right at the crack of dawn. But Kriyas HaGever, as the Mishnah says, the rooster crowing. But on Yom Kippur, the timing was moved up by many hours. Already all the way back, this could happen from the time of Chatzos, from the middle of the night and on. Well, on Yom Tov, says the Mishnah, it was even a few hours earlier in the night before Chatzos. So the Gemara attempts to understand this change in the timing of this special process called the Trumas Hadeshen, and essentially makes the point that Yom Kippur has a bigger challenge for the Kohen, since the Avoda that he did, that he was going to do on that day, was exhausting. He was on his feet all day and was forbidden to sleep the night before, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. This would cause what the Gemara calls chulsha de Kohen Gadol, a weakening in the ability and the strength of the Kohen Gadol to do his job. And as a result, the Kohen Gadol would perform the Trumas Hadeshen much earlier than usual, which is just before dawn on any other day, except for Yom Kippur. What this teaches us is the Trumas Hadeshen was hard work and would tire anyone involved in the process of doing it. The Kohen Gadol had a big job to do to ensure he was rested. The schedule was changed to enable him to have a break, before he'd begin again with the Avodas Yom Kippur. We all know the negative result of our inability to function following a late night without proper rest, and how this can potentially have treacherous outcomes. Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, Simon Reish Mem Hei Yud Zayin in the Ramah, says the following: Ein lamalamed lihishaer er balayla. A person who's a teacher should not stay up late at night, too much, too late at night. Yoter midai, shaloya atzel, bayom lelameid, so that he's not lazy, he's not incapable of teaching appropriately the next day. V'chein lo yisan, he's not supposed to fast. Ki kol elo advarim gormim shalo yuchal lelameid etev, all these different things that will affect his body, that will affect his strength and his energy, are going to cause him to not be able to teach properly. V'chol hameshane, this would be grounds for removal from that person's position of employment. I saw a tragic story brought in Sefer Vaharevna, it's Chelek Beis, page 418, where a medical resident was on call. The doctor was the on-call doctor, and the head doctor had gone to sleep after a full 24-hour shift. And the patient's situation, who was under the watch of this current doctor, was deteriorated, and the resident had to handle the situation. In the end, the patient unfortunately passed away because the chief doctor was called in the middle of his sleep. And without properly investigating, he assumed it was a different patient he had in mind, relayed the treatment that the doctor should give. He was in the end very wrong. The treatment was given to this other patient, and nothing could be done to save him. Reb Zilberstein makes this point there, especially in life and death situations, how careful we need to be with our responsibility as professionals. We have the lives of people in our hands. Shulchan Aruch and Yerodea, Shem Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph writes, Lo yis'asik b'refua la'im kein hu baki. A person shouldn't get involved in being a medicine, being a doctor, unless they are an expert. Lo yehei sham gadol mimenu. And there isn't somebody greater than them who can do the job. Shem lo kein erez a shofech damin. So it could be in the level of murder. And our Gemara as well, the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur has the lives of the nation in his hands. We must now understand this precaution. Therefore, that's what our Gemara is saying, our Mishnah is saying, that they would switch the timing of the Trumas Hadeshen. And the Musar for us is the care and caution we approach our spiritual and worldly pursuits to do our best, to be energetic, rested, and Mezrat Hashem, to excel and grow through each opportunity.